Thank you, Mark. It's great to be with you all again. I'm going to quote from a TV theme tune from the 1980s, Fame, based at the New York City High School for Performing Arts. The theme tune went like this: Fame, I'm going to live forever. I'm going to learn how to fly high. Well, I wonder if you want to be famous. Maybe you're a teenager listening in today, and as a budding musician, you'd love to play Wembley or at least be surrounded by adoring crowds. Maybe you hope your YouTube channel or your Instagram account will go viral. Maybe you just hope to play football for Man United, or at least St. Ives. Others look back to a moment of fame in the past, shaking hands with the Queen or completing a charity fundraiser and getting their photo in the Hunts Post. Well, here's what a couple of really famous people have said about fame, and it might make you think twice about wanting to be famous. Fame is like caviar. You know, it's good to have caviar, but not when you have it at every meal. That was Marilyn Monroe. How about David Bowie? Fame itself doesn't really afford you anything more than a good seat in a restaurant. Or famous rock star Freddie Mercury, lead singer of Queen. Success has brought me world idolization and millions of pounds, but it's prevented me from having the one thing we all need: a loving, ongoing relationship. Well, in the Bible, there was a character that churches sometimes focus on this Advent season running up to Christmas, a man called John the Baptist. He was quite an alternative kind of guy, eating insects, wearing hairy shirts, and a fiery preacher. But his motto was actually to point away from himself. He said of Jesus Christ, "He must become greater, I must become less." I know others like this. They're self-effacing. They sink into the background at church or in their workplace, never wanting to take the glory, but always wanting to serve. And they find great joy that way, and I'm very humbled by them. Fame, I think some of those rock stars would say, can be more trouble than it's worth. But making Jesus Christ famous is actually really rewarding, because you're backing the only real winner who never disappoints. The one who the Bible says everyone will one day meet. So you don't need to put yourself on a pedestal. You'll only fall off. Let's learn from John the Baptist. And this Christmas, point away from ourselves to the one who really matters, the baby in the manger, the saviour of the world. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great day.